Brother Kleindienst preaches all over the world. He is one of the most sought after ministers in the apostolic movement. I am blessed to have him as my friend. We are more blessed to have him here ministering at this church. Now, I just want to say that this isn't just going to be a day of Thanksgiving or a service of Thanksgiving, but we're going to enter into a little season of Thanksgiving. And some of you that didn't get to testify today, we're going to be doing this for the few weeks, and we won't have as many, but three or four every Sunday for the next quite a few Sundays and just giving God thanks and giving God praise. So you'll certainly have your opportunity, and it'll fit just where it's supposed to fit coming on next week or the week after. So let's everybody stand to our feet. We want to welcome the man of God into this pulpit. We want to give God our whole heart and attention. And if this brother blesses you today, we show our appreciation through our seed offering. God moves on you, and you want to bless him. You know how that works, Pastor. Whatever you put up here will go straight to the man of God. We don't keep any of that. We already have his check written out, and we know what we're going to pay him. But when the seed offerings collected, we just write another check and say, this is what they sowed into your ministry. And when you sow into a man's ministry, God's going to honor that and bless you for that. If he moves upon you to do it, may the Lord bless you concerning that. I can't tell you how honored the Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches are for God to lend us his servant here today. Will you welcome Brother Doug Kleindienst to this pulpit?
Well, praise the Lord with all your heart. Clap unto the Lord. Add a hallelujah to it. Glory be to Jesus. Let those hallelujahs roll. Let a hallelujah out. Let a hallelujah go up. Send it up. Hallelujah. It means I give all myself to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's been good to us. He's been good. My goodness, what a wonderful service. And I feel like Pastor does. I don't think this is just going to be a service. I feel like we're launching off into a season here. There's something opening up here today. There's a new window in heaven opening up. Amen. We're entering into a season. There's a new anointing coming on this church here today. There's something happening. There's an ordained. This wasn't in the planning retreat. This wasn't part of the regularly scheduled idea for now, but the Lord spoke and God put the pieces together. A week ago today, I didn't even know I was going to be here today. Just a few days ago, we worked it all out, and just looks like God's arranging some things. Amen. So I've enjoyed all the testimonies, all the songs, everything's been magnificent. I'll tell you what I'm hearing. I'm hearing of the great miraculous power of our Lord and Savior. That God does miracles and signs and wonders, and we're hearing of his glory. And I'm hearing about life can be difficult and tough, and the valleys are deep and the mountains are high, and sometimes the way is rough before us. And so we're going to talk about that for a few minutes. I don't have to preach my whole message. I'll just preach until you're ready to pray about it. And if I don't get very far, then I'll just preach the rest of it next week or something. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 10, verse number 1. Luke chapter 10, verse number 1. Very familiar passage of Scripture, I'm sure. We're going to go down a few verses and then hit verse number 17. Luke chapter 10. I give honor to your wonderful pastor and his wife, brother and sister Kyle. I believe these are God's great, wonderful people, that his hand is mightily upon them. The favor of God is with them. Amen. We've been talking about the Lord. We had Sister Hannah. Sister Hannah came all the way to St. Louis and spent some time with my wife and I last week. And we just had a wonderful time with her visiting with us. And God's hand is mightily upon Hannah. Luke chapter 10 and 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. Notice the word other. The Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore said he to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be unto this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your way out to the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh to you. Verse number 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now pay close attention. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Give the Lord some praise for his word. Give him high praise for his wonderful word. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's take it up a notch. We're here. We may as well give it our best. We are entering now into the sacrifice of praise. We're beyond our regularly scheduled time period. We're in overtime. I say we're in overtime now. Everything you do from here on out is a sacrifice of praise. It's extra. It's more than you would normally do. It's more than you would regularly give. Offer up a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Offer it out of your tired body. Offer it out of your tired spirit. Offer it out of a life that's been beat down and pushed around. Offer up some sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. It'll mean more coming from those of you that are going through the worst struggle. It will mean more from those of you that are the weakest and the tiredest. Come on, if the devil's been beating you down, offer up a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Come on, we know the time has gotten away from us. We're in overtime now. Everything from here on out is just because we love the Lord a little bit more. And we're just giving the Lord a little extra here today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whoa. I'm going to preach to you out of verse number 19. Behold, we tread on serpents and scorpions, and I want to entitle this, Heads or Tails, We Win. You can be seated in the name of the Lord. Heads, look at your neighbor and tell him, heads or tails, we win. Perhaps the most challenging aspect of the Christian life is walking by faith. Of course, walking by faith is what keeps everything so exciting. As I've listened through your testimonies and the singing and the prepared comments today, I've noticed two themes coming to the service. I've noticed the theme of God's goodness and his glory and how he's there and he's helped us and he's strengthened us. And I've heard the theme of struggles and problems and difficulties and uphill battles and bad news and physical problems and financial problems. And I keep hearing these same two things rising to the surface. You know, life's not fair. Things are difficult. The road is hard, but you know, the Lord was there for me. The Lord helped me. You know, this is really the essence of what it means to be a Christian. We're not exempt from problems. We're not exempt from setbacks. We're not exempt from struggles. It's just we are not alone in our struggles. The Lord is there. It's an exciting life. Faith releases the power of God in our life. Faith releases the miracle. Faith moves the mountain. Faith shines the light in the darkest of the night. Faith is the song we sing at the midnight hour. Faith is walking without an answer, not knowing what's going to happen next, not knowing what's around the next curve or over the next hill or what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I just know who holds tomorrow in his hands. Amen. I don't have an answer for everything. I don't have answers for your church's problems and for your problems and for my problems and the government's problems and everybody. I can't fix all this mess. I just know the answer is Jesus. Somehow, some way, somewhere, in some manner, Jesus is the answer for the world today. I'm not letting go of him. He'll bring me out or he'll see me through. Amen. Somebody ought to shout, yes! Faith, faith, faith. Faith is the mountain moving, miracle releasing, glorious power of God. Faith is also an unwavering persuasion. It's a deep-rooted conviction of truth. It is staying consistent in your profession of faith and relying on Jesus Christ and trusting him regardless of all of the contradictory evidences that are in your life. Amen. Regardless of what image the devil has painted in front of you and life has served up, faith says, I believe God and I'm not backing up. I'm not changing my mind. Present 1,000 witnesses if you want to the contrary. Let God's word be true and every man a liar. I'm trusting in the unseen hand. I'm trusting in the blood. I'm trusting in the name. I've got my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's either God Almighty walking in human flesh or he's not. And I'm all in for Jesus. He's either the answer for salvation for my soul or I have just went all in the wrong direction. I have no backup plan. Listen to me. I have no backup plan. I have no ace in the hole. I have nothing to fall back on. There's no back door to this thing. I'm trusting in the Lord, and that either works out for me and I make heaven my home, or I don't know what will become of me because I have faith in no other. I have no backup plan. I've not stricken any side deals anywhere. Come on, somebody. I have no side deal. I have no backup plan working. I'm trusting in the Lord with every bit, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my... Is anybody one 100% leaning on the everlasting arms of God? Come on, throw away your backup plan. Throw away your backup plan. You're not going to need a safety net. Get out there on that high wire. The Lord will catch you if you fall. Somebody that believes it, shout yes. So we have our faith in Christ and we wonder what's going to happen. And Jesus sends out the 70. And when he sends them out, Pastor, saying, I give you power, and you're going to tread on serpents and on scorpions. Interesting choice that he made there. Because a serpent, a snake, strikes with its head, but a scorpion strikes with its tail. So when he sent them out, he was basically saying, heads or tails, you win. Let him come at you from whatever angle he chooses. Let him attack you from whatever side he wants. From which I feel the power of God in this place today. Whichever angle you're being attacked from whichever direction your battle comes. If it comes head on or if it sneaks up on you from the backside somewhere, I've come to tell you, heads or tails, you win. Amen. If it's coming straight at you, you win. If it sneaks around a corner and gets you from the back, you win. I've come to tell you, the Lord is on your side. He's going to see you through one way or the other, one direction or the other. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. Jesus is going to make an answer to the equation somehow, some way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Beside him, there's no other. There's no other answer. Come on, throw away all your other cards and just play your hand out for the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to come out of this thing. You're going to come through this thing. He's the answer for whatever circumstance or situation you find yourself in. And he answers in lots of different ways. Sometimes he calms the storm. Sometimes he calms his child. But one way or the other, peace is coming. He'll either tell the storm, peace be still, or he'll tell you, peace be still. Amen. Let the storm rage. Let the rain fall. Let the wind blow. Let the flood rise. I built my house on a rock. I can ride out this storm. Amen. The Lord will bring me through. I may come crashing into the shore, holding on to the last plank. Amen. But I'll come in and I'll be on my feet again. Amen. I'll be up again. I'll rise again. I'll be back in this battle. I may be down, but I'm not out. It ain't over till it's over. Amen. I've still got breath in me. I've still got a little faith in me. I still got a little praise in me. I've heard people today that are going through all kinds of things stand up and give God the glory. Hallelujah. They said, hey, life has knocked me down. Maybe we're like David. My foot had well nigh slipped. I was almost gone, but almost is not all the way. Hallelujah. I was almost gone, but baby, I'm back. Somebody needs to say, I'm back in this thing. I'm getting my praise back. I'm getting my thanksgiving back. I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of being discouraged. I'm tired of being upset. I'm going to stop wringing my hands and start raising my hands to glory. You can win it if you worship in it. You can win it if you worship God in it. Who's in this thing to win this thing? Who's in it to win it today? Woo! Praise the Lord. You can win it through faith. You can overcome through faith. That's how all the heroes obtained their good report. Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was translated. He didn't even see death. By faith, Noah was warned of God, prepared an ark, and saved his family. By faith, Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. By faith, he offered up Isaac, counting that God was able to raise him right back up again if necessary. By faith, Sarah also conceived a child and delivered that child when she was past the age. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the promise coming. By faith, Jacob blessed the sons of Joseph concerning the promise. By faith, Joseph spoke of his deliverance and their deliverance from Egypt and made mention of his bones, said, I'm going to die here, but when the Lord brings you out, you dig my bones up and you take my bones with you, because I'm out of time, but I'm not out of faith. I'm out of heartbeats here, but I'm not out of faith here. Joseph said, my time's up. Deliverance hasn't come yet. I'm all out of time, but I'm not out of faith. He had a faith that lived beyond him. And some years later, after 10 plagues, when Israel's lined up and they're getting ready to go through the Red Sea, Moses said, go get those bones. Joseph wants to come with you. And his bleached bones rattled themselves across the desert of deliverance because the man died in faith. He didn't see it in this life, but he took his last breath saying, I believe God. I wish we'd get over our intimidation about believing God, stepping out by faith, trusting in the Lord. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I'd rather go down believing in the Lord than go up on my own strength. If I go down in Christ, he's resurrection power. I'll come back up again. Come on, all the great heroes of the faith have had their moment of difficulty and sorrow and problem, and the Lord saw them through and brought them out. We love to tell the stories of Red Sea waters parting, Daniel in his lion's den, David overcoming his Goliath, Esther brought to the kingdom for such a time as this, Elisha at Mount Carmel, victory with fire falling down out of heaven, Peter and John at the gate beautiful, rise and walk. The Apostle Paul cast out a devil with his single word, come out of her. The New Testament church is alive, miracles, signs, and wonders. Blind eyes were open, and not a few. The deaf could hear, the lame walk, loaves and fishes were multiplied. They cast out devils, they were making converts. It seems like the heavens had opened up and was raining down the glory of God. It's everywhere in the Bible. The writer of Hebrews went on. He said, what shall I more say? Time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and all the prophets who through their faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of aliens, and women received their dead raised again. It's everywhere in the Bible. That New Testament church, those new Christians, it seemed like they were so full of power, they walked on water to get to their morning job. Angels were making them breakfast, bringing them coffee in the morning. They all walked around with a rainbow glowing over top of their head. It appears everyone was in on the action. That early church had signs, wonders, and miracles in every direction. Why, if they'd have had Twitter and Facebook in those days, they would have been blowing it up. Can't you just see the tweets coming out of that New Testament church? Was off the charts today in Capernaum. We went in Bethesda. Boom shakalaka from Samaria. Was off the chain today in Jerusalem. We're rocking the temple in Corinth. We're ready to rumble here in Rome. Every tweet coming out of that early church would have been signs, wonders, miracles, glory, and power. Kind of like what you hear today. Makes you wonder, does anybody ever have a bad day out there? Anybody ever going up the rough side of the mountain? Sometimes I read that stuff and think I must be backslid. Everything sure goes right for them all the time. And I want to tweet, gloom, despair, agony on me. Deep down depression and low life misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, agony on me. That's for you old folks. Young people don't even know what we're talking about. Hallelujah. Everybody was getting miracles and the heroes of the faith and Moses and David and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, Joseph in his bones and Sarah and her miraculous birth, and giants were falling and Daniel's coming out of the lion's den. But there's this little phrase in Hebrews about halfway through that really crashes the party, Pastor. And this little, it just simply says, and others. You got Moses and Joseph and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and David and prophets and others. The nameless multitude. Well, what's their story? Well, they were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, they were in bonds and they were imprisoned. Others were stoned and sawn asunder, were tempted, slain with the sword, wandered about, same Hebrews 11, wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. And the writer looks like he just paused in the middle of his litany in parentheses in your Bible. He just says, of whom the world was not worthy. He went on, They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in the caves of the earth. These others, things didn't work out quite so well for those others. Their mountains didn't seem to move. Their valleys were long and drawn out. Their giants didn't seem to fall. It just didn't seem to go that way for them. They just had to, their storm didn't cease. They just had to ride it out. Their enemy didn't go away. They just had to endure afflictions. Amen. I think the sister quoted today, the race is not to the swift, but it's the one that endures to the end. And these folks just had to endure. They just had to wake up in the morning and they just had to buckle their shoes and say, well, it may be another hard one today, but I'm going to lean into the wind and I'm going to have faith in my God. And their lions actually took a bite out of them. And they just bandaged themselves up the best they could. And they just staggered on. And they spent their night and a day in the deep. And they felt the rocks coming their way. But the Bible said, these all, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joseph, Sarah, all of them, Daniel, all the great prophets, and these others have all obtained a good report through faith and received not the promise. This tells me there's two sides to this thing called faith. There's mountain-moving faith, miracle-working faith, glorious faith, and then there's faith that takes you through the fire and keeps you in the valley. I think they've got it up there on the screen. I've got a coin in my hand. On this coin, you can look, take a look at a coin. A coin has two sides. It has heads and it has tails. It has the head side and the tail side. When you go into the place to pay for something, and you get out your $20 bill and you lay it up on the counter and it falls on the tail side. I've never had somebody say, oh no, I can't take that. I only take it when it's on the head side. Well, I just reach over there and flip it over for him and say, how's that work for you? Hallelujah. Amen. The coin has two sides. There's two dimensions. The paper money can go either way. There's a head side and a tail side. But whichever way it falls on the counter, whichever way life dishes it up, it has the same value either way. You know what I like about this service? You know what I like about these testimonies? We're hearing about two sides of the same coin. We're hearing that God is good. We're hearing that His miracles are true. We're hearing that the Lord will be there for you. And we're hearing about those that are patiently waiting on the answer and are living by faith. And their answer hasn't come yet. But we're thanking God because we know that somehow, some way, He's going to bring me through or bring me out. There is a mighty delivering power of God in this house right now. There's an anointing that'll destroy yokes in this place right now. Think it not strange. Can I prophesy to you from the Bible? Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice. That means give God the praise. Give Him a 3G. Amen. Give God the glory. Get you a good 3G connection with God and give God the glory. Hallelujah. You just need to get your antennas up. Amen. Get you a good connection and give God some 3G praise here today. Give Him the glory. I prophesy that you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, and that when His glory shall be revealed, you will be glad also with exceeding joy. For if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory of God resteth upon you. On their part, He's evil speaking of, but on your part, He's glorified. I prophesy to you, the Spirit of glory, if you're in reproach, His glory is upon you. If you're in persecution, His glory is upon you. If you're going up the rough side of the mountain, His glory is upon you. If you've been to the doctor and you've got a bad report, His glory is upon you. He said, if you are reproached, His glory shall rest upon you. you. I prophesy to you, this church is entering into a season of the glory of God. You're about to see a manifestation of His glorious presence. He's going to come among you in a dimension money could not buy and buildings could not house. Hear me today. He's going to do more than we could sing about. He's going to do more than I could preach about. He's going to do more than you could testify about. There's not going to be enough words to give Him the praise. The glory of God is about to fill this house. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Come on, somebody, reach out and touch the glory. I release the glory of God upon this assembly. I release the glory of God upon your home. Enter into His glory with thanksgiving right now. Pastor, how do I get in that? Enter into His glory with thanksgiving. Enter into the courts of glory with praise. Enter into this new dimension in your life. Woo. Heads or tails, either way, we win. Faith that walks through the lonely valleys of life is just as valuable as faith that moves the mountains. Faith that keeps you going forward when they called you up. And brother, I loved your testimony, but when they didn't lose your paperwork and they said, right here it is in black and white, sign here, and you got to sign and walk out of there. Faith that got the paperwork lost is glorious faith. And faith that walks out of there saying, I still trust God if they take this house and repossess my car, is glorious faith. Heads or tails, both sides of the same coin. Both sides are going to get you to glory. Both sides are the anointing of the Lord. Both sides is a witness of God's power. He'll either see you through or bring you out. Either way, I'm going to be victorious in the glory of the Lord. If He brings me out, I'll give Him praise. If He sees me through, I'll give Him praise. I may have to walk through this valley, but yea, though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil, because God is with me. I've got the glory of the Lord. So, I'm going to be thankful even if things are falling apart all around me. Life's not fair, but God is good. Life's not fair, but God is good. You can get fired unfairly. People can cheat you out of money unfairly. People can accuse you unfairly. Life's not fair. It's never been fair. It's not going to be fair. Calvary wasn't fair. A crown of thorns wasn't fair. A cat of nine tails wasn't fair. Spitting His face wasn't fair. It's not fair, but God is good. He's been good to me up till now. Through it all, over the mountains and through the valleys. I wonder if there's somebody in this house that could give God some real thanksgiving and genuine praise right there in the middle of your valley, right there in the middle of your mess. There's a lily in your valley standing somewhere in the shadows. You'll find Jesus. Somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus, and you'll know Him by the nail prints in His hands. Come on, step into the shadows. Step out of the sunlight for a minute. Step off the stage into the lonely place. Step down from your mountain into the dark, deep valley. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's there. He's there. The sun is shining up there above the dark clouds. I take off in these airplanes. I did it coming out here. Took off in a rain and a dark day in St. Louis. But once we climbed up there above them clouds, it was bright blue. The sun was shining bright. You may not see it from where you're standing. You may not see it from the dark valley you're in. But the sun is shining. The glory of the Lord is real. The miracles are still happening out there. Maybe that's why the Bible told us to rejoice with them that rejoice. Because when it's not my season, when my paperwork didn't get get lost, when my report came back positive, when my daughter didn't call but yours did on our birthdays, I can't rejoice in what's happening here, so I'll rejoice in what's happening in you. I'll rejoice with those that are rejoicing, and when my time comes, you can just enter in on my praise. What would happen if we could learn to get happy about what's happening for someone else? God's always doing something good for somebody. If it ain't you, it's somebody else. Somebody's got a miracle here today. Somebody's paperwork got lost. Somebody got the money to pay the mortgage. Somebody got healed. So what would happen if we could get happy about anybody getting blessed, anybody getting a miracle, anybody in the house? I tell you what would happen. You'd be happy an awful lot. Hallelujah. You'd be singing about the glory and the goodness of Jesus. Rejoice in somebody else's miracle. Rejoice in somebody else's breakthrough. Rejoice and give God thanksgiving and praise. Woo! Say la 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 la. Hey folks, we're already in overtime. We're already in overtime. We may as well go the rest of the way. One old elder told me one time, once you've swallowed the cat, don't choke on the tail. You know, a lot of games are won and lost in overtime. Maybe we're just going to win this one today in overtime. I feel like we might have to win it in overtime. Hallelujah. That's what Job did in his life. He found a way to give God thanksgiving, even when life wasn't working out so well. He said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Heads, I praise him. Tails, I praise him. Mountains, I give him glory. Valley, I give him praise. Deliverance, I'll shout on the hills. If I don't get delivered, I'll die in faith. But I'm not giving up on the Lord. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through anyhow. I'm just a pilgrim here. You can take this whole world. Just give me Jesus. You can have my car. You can have my house. You can have what little bit of money I got. The Lord will make a way for me somewhere. Somebody will put a hot meal on my table, and I'm going to praise the Lord. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Come on, somebody. I'd rather walk through a dark valley with the Lord. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. A day in his courts is better than 1,000. If they tell me I got 2 weeks to live, you got 1 month to live, you got one, I'd rather give God one more week of praise than live the next 3 years without his Holy Spirit and without his glory and without his anointing. One day in thy courts is better than 1,000. And I'd rather esteem with the reproach of Christ than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He said, he didn't compare the best God has to offer with the best the world has to offer. He said, I'll take the reproach of Christ. I'll take the afflictions of the people of righteousness. I'd rather be afflicted with you. I'd rather go down the chutes with you than to rise in the tents of the wicked. I'd rather go down a byword. I'd rather them shake their head and say, ain't it a shame what happened to him? And no, I've not lost my faith in Christ, than to have everybody speak well of me and lay down at night without a blessed assurance that if I die, I'm out of here to a city whose builder and maker is God. We're trying to reach through the veil today. We're trying to touch that other side of faith today. So when life ain't fair, I've decided I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm going to count my blessings, sister, and name them one by one. I'm going to remember what the Lord has done. We have a lot to be thankful for, even if we are going through a trial. The Lord's been good to me, even if I didn't get everything I wanted. He woke me up this morning and set me on my way. He gave me breath in my body, and I've got a faith in my heart, and I feel like traveling on. And this ain't the day I backslide. This ain't the day I lose out with God. This ain't the trial that takes me out. This isn't the season of my demise. This is where I square my shoulders, plant my feet, lean into the wind with bulldog tenacity and say, life ain't fair. It doesn't have to go my way. I've got my mind made up. My foot's on the rock. No turning back for me. I'm living for the Lord. So if life deals me lemons, I'll make lemonade. I'm going to work with what I've got. I'm going to do something with what I've got. Hey, hear me now. I know there's some people got it bad. Some people got it real bad. Some people, oh God, the mess you're in. We're all at different levels here. But hear me now. They taught me something back when I used to play poker. Every hand's a winner. Every hand's a loser. It comes down to what you throw away and what you keep. Every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. It depends what you throw away and what you keep. Hear me. It's all up to what you throw away now and what you keep, depending on whether you win this hand or not. And hear me. Somebody else could take your hand and win with it. Somebody could take your life and the mess you're in and the problems you have with the gifts, calling, talent, anointing you have and the problems, difficulties, setbacks, and grievances you're dealing with, your persecutions, problems, and injustices. Somebody could take your life as is wherewith, take a look at it and say, okay, here's what I can do with this. And they could win with your life and win with your hand. Why let somebody else win with the deck of cards you've been dealt? To take a look at it and say, hey, I'm going to keep faith here. I'm going to keep prayer here. I'm going to keep thanksgiving here. I'm going to throw away this doubt. Throw away this fear. Deal me two more. I'm throwing them out. I need something else from the Lord. Come on, throw your doubt out today. Throw your fear out today. Throw away your depression today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break the bonds of depression. I speak the word of faith into your soul. Doesn't matter if it is raining. Doesn't matter if a tornado blows through. Doesn't matter if there's a hurricane coming over the horizon. The Lord is going to be with you, and you're going to ride out that storm. I've got a word of revelation for you. Any of you that have been depressed lately, that have been dealing with heaviness of spirit, God spoke to somebody around here to have a Thanksgiving service. That was for you. It is impossible to be depressed and thankful at the same time. You're going to be one or the other. If you're depressed, you're having a hard time being thankful. But if you're thankful, you're going to have a hard time being depressed. Because them two just can't dwell in the same place. You are one or you're the other. So why don't you just make a decision? I think today I'll be thankful and watch that depression run for the door. I'm going to thank God for the things he has done. I'm going to thank God for the miracles he's done in the past, for the times he did bring me through. I thank God that I can still raise my hand and praise the Lord. I thank God that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can't be, come on, if you want to shake that depression, shake off those heavy bands, lift up those holy hands, let all God's people praise the Lord. Can you take about 5 more minutes? I'll wrap this baby up. I'm trying to reach for that spirit that the 3 Hebrew children had. I'm trying to get a hold of that in my own life. They stood before the king, demanding they bow before his idol under the threat of the fiery furnace. And they looked at him and they said, oh, king, I don't know what's going to happen here. Our Lord is well able to bring us out. But if he doesn't, see, I don't know. Heads or tails, really not sure. Serpent, scorpion, really don't know. Our Lord is able, but if he doesn't, there's just one thing we want you to know. We won't be bowing down to that image. Because out of the fire or in the fire, I win this one. I've got a winning strategy that says, It doesn't matter which way this thing goes, because my victory is not dependent on the outcome of these circumstances. If the Lord brings me out, I'll be the first one to testify. If the Lord brings me out with a miracle, give me a mic. You'll have to shut me down, Pastor, and say, that's enough, because I will be telling it from the highest mountaintop. And if the Lord doesn't bring me out, if they throw me in the fire and he lets me burn while my feet are getting hot and my toes are getting singed, I said, oh, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. And the last thing you're going to hear me say as that fire takes my breath is, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. How can the devil fight that? What can the devil do with a people that say heads or tails, rise or fall, storm or clear skies, I've got my mind made up already? What's he gonna do with you? Let me tell you this before I close. I remember a time I was in Ethiopia. And Brother Tekla Merriam was telling us about a season their churches went through. They were under incredible persecution from government and lots of other places. They were trying to build some churches. And they were so poor. And the people sacrificed so much to try to build their little brick church with a thatch roof. No windows, no doors. Dirt floor. Cinder block walls. They worked so hard and they sacrificed so much. And they gave, and when they got it built, as soon as they got it built, some men came along and burnt it down to the ground. Thatch roof up in flames. Every little thing they had inside all burnt up. Everything gone. And they arrived to church on Sunday morning to praise God in their beautifully new built, sacrificed for church. And there's nothing but ashes. And when they stood there looking around, finally somebody walked over into those ashes and put their feet in the ashes and begin to give God praise and give him glory. And one by one, they got over into the ashes and they praised God in the ashes of their dreams. They praised God in the ashes of their sacrifice. They gave so much to see it happen, and it's all gone up in smoke. But they begin to praise the Lord. What's the devil going to do with you when you praise God in the ashes of your dreams? What approach is he going to take? What does he have? His bag of tricks will be just about empty. He will have tried and failed. He would have done everything he could do. It's impossible to be depressed and be thankful at the same time. Step out on those ashes and give God the praise. So I want you to stand with me today. If our musicians would come, those that are going to help us with the altar and get in place. We are here to shake off these heavy bands of life. We're here to shake off the heavy bands of depression, doubt, and fear, and gloom, and despair. Get the covers down off your eyes. Get the heaviness off your heart. Lift up those hands today in the house of God. And for the next season, we've already decided this is not just a service. This is a season. We're going to give God faith and glory and honor. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said, go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed, healed from their leprosy. And one of them, he must have been one of the others, you know, just one of those other people. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, he glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Where are the nine? Where's the majority? Where's the mass multitude that I've been good to up till now that would return to give thanks? I wonder if there's nine people in this church that would jump out right now and get down here and say, I'm one of the nine. Give me nine. Give me nine. One, two, three, four, five, six. Come on. There's another nine behind that nine. I think there's another nine. I think there's another nine. Come on. You're one of the nine. You'd be one of the 99. Hallelujah. Come on. Be one of the multitude. Come and give him thanks. Thank him from your mountaintop of victory. Thank him from the mountaintop of deliverance. Thank him from the mountaintop of blessing. Or thank him from the valley of despair. Thank him from the difficult place you're in. Come on. Giving thanks unto God is the second dimension of the miraculous. Enter into the next level. Enter into the next dimension. We're going to close this service. We're going to close it with thanksgiving unto the Lord. We're not asking for anything. We're not praying for anything. God can do what he wants. That brother didn't come back asking for anything, but he got an extra blessing. He got an extra blessing while he was praising. Go ahead and give the Lord high praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Thank him. If it all falls down around me tomorrow, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name. Praise singers, sing it with all your heart. Sing it with everything inside. Oh, heads and tails. Rise or fall.
I can't stop.
Turn all these microphones
on. I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus.
Somebody praise.
Can't stop. Give praising
him glory.
His name, I just can't stop.
Who knows
of the Lord? I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus.
Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and sing for joy.
Clap your hands, make a joyful noise.
Come on, you're in overtime now.
Got to praise and hold a victory.
You're in overtime.
The weapons you use
it's
are not
permissible to leave.
Worship
service is dismissed.
The battle is won.
You can go if you need to. Somebody is going to worship God in overtime.
Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Oh, I just can't stop.
So I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name.
I just can't stop praising his name.
Praising his name, Jesus.
I'm sorry, but we've had to terminate your employment.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy.
Clap your hands.
I'm sorry, but we found something on your X-ray.
Blow the trumpet and shout. Got to praise him for the victory.
I'm sorry, but you've been late to us.